The viewpoints expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of WRUU, its license holder or staff. You are listening to WRUU LP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM. Hello and welcome to the Taking the Journey Show. We are your hosts, Craig and Sharon Butts.
Thank you for joining us as we explore interpersonal concerns and problems in dating, cohabiting, and marriage. Our relationship stories come from research and personal testimonies. Our main focus is on Black American relationships. However, our expanding world has us reaching out to include multicultural relationships as well.
Now, let's get right into our show.
And good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You know what? You beat me to the good morning this morning.
Yes.
I was going to go, oh, good morning, dear. How are you doing? But then you caught me.
And you can still say good morning, dear.
No, I don't want to. It sounds too pristine. It sounds too coyish. It sounds too leave it a beaver like. I'm not going to say it. You can't make me either.
You already did.
Well, not the way you would like it. That's one thing we should. Hey, come to think of it. No, I'll let you, before I start down my long, usual kind of stories, let everybody know what they're doing here, what they're listening to, and why.
We are Imar and Zare, or Craig and Sharon, and we are the hosts of Taking the Journey Together, a show about relationships and making sure we maintain and uphold healthy, thriving relationships.
You want to give us our mission statement? You can do the long one. You can do the short one.
I'm going to do the short one.
Yep, go ahead and do the short one.
We are going to relate.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what our mother, father, sister, brother, or even what Jesus says.
Oh my goodness, if you are religious, we apologize.
At Taking the Journey Together, we believe in relating in a balanced manner. Balanced relationships are those who start with a basis of friendship and build into the lovership. And so when you enter into that committed relationship of marriage, cohabiting, or whatever you want to call it, you are in a relationship with your friend and your lover.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I kind of yawned at that. A little tired this morning, a little chilly too at the same time.
Yes.
But the weather is turning a little back for a couple of days to Savannah itself.
We'll take it.
Exactly. I wanted to say when I first was talking to you the first time, kind of on a subject, hopefully leading to a subject, where I didn't sound too comfortable with you. And I was giving you a hard time when you spoke what you said the first time. You remember that? That had to do with, in fact, how did it make you feel? Let me start it that way. How did it make you feel?
When you said you didn't want to say good morning, dear.
How did it make you feel?
It didn't really make me feel bad or anything. It just made me feel like it was a joke.
Okay. So even if it's a feeling of a joke, what feelings do you attach to being a joke? What kind of feelings? What kind of feelings?
I
was asking what feelings, that's why.
It was a feeling of, kind of a feeling of joy. I was waiting for you to make a point. I just figured that's where it was going. And so it was just like, okay, here we go. I didn't take offense to it or anything like that because I know your sense of humor.
So you didn't have any feelings behind it at all?
Not negative.
Okay. Well, you just couldn't exactly name it. Like it was felt funny.
That's what I said.
It was comedian line. Made me want to go, ho, 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 chuckle.
No, that's what I said. I took it as humor.
Humorous. Okay.
Yeah,
so humor is a feeling?
As you were making
is
a joke.
Humor a feeling?
When you can feel humorous. But yeah, I took it as something lighthearted.
I don't know too many people who would describe a feeling as being humorous. For some reason, I feel that people would say humorous is a conglomeration of feelings. What those feelings are, I don't know. You know, people laugh, people smile. But, you know, just trying to get to understand what feeling is behind it is still a point, but yet we know it's a feeling.
Yeah.
And with the feeling, if you notice with feelings, good or bad, if you notice that feelings will connect itself to a emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it again. Your feelings are usually connected to some kind of emotion. So I was really, when I was asking you that feeling, I really was trying to ask you, what emotion do you feel behind it? Because our feelings, they create emotions.
Yes, but it was a feeling of humor.
Okay.
Yeah, because okay. I looked at it as a joke, because the demeanor that you were using and the way mm-hmm. you made the statement,
mm-hmm.
it just felt like you were being funny. And so I saw it. I just took it that
so,
way.
So you're going to just follow along with me. You'll see where I'm going with this. It's going to enter into our story today. It's a story, but it's going to lead to our message
topic
today, and our topic today, if you may want to say. So outside of, we just got this saying that there's a feeling that came along with that, mm-hmm. And it was emotion that came forward. Mm-hmm. You call the emotion, what was again the emotion called?
Humor
from that end. We can then understand, since that emotion brought a feeling, that many times that emotion and feelings, not every time, is many times felt in your body someplace, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So when you have a feeling, you have emotion, it's usually connected to your body.
Mm-hmm.
That tells us something, that every one of our emotions, okay, are really energy in motion.
Oh.
I'll say it again. Every one of our emotions or emotions are really energy in motion.
So we're starting off deep this morning.
Yes. And there's a point why I'm talking about that, because of the fact that we many times don't pay attention to our emotions.
Right.
Not understanding that our feelings are really our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because feelings are our energy in motion.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So understanding that means when you had that feeling that gives you a vibration, okay, or you feel something uncomfortable in the body, many times we don't pay attention to those feelings,
mm-hmm.
because we don't necessarily look at it as being, hey, this is really energy in motion.
Right.
And it's going to, the energy may move upon me in some way where, you know, I see something that moves me in sickness and sorrow, and the pit of my stomach feels bad.
Yes.
Okay. So the energy of that emotion of feeling mm-hmm. sad from what I saw in turn moves to a part of my body, which is my stomach, and mm-hmm. I feel sick inside. And many right. people will feel sick inside when they see something that looks like maybe a child got hit or a car got hit. In fact, you see shows where people will actually throw up
mm-hmm.
because of that emotion, that energy emotion decides to travel to mm-hmm. that place in the body called the stomach. So what are we saying about this? I'm trying to say that in what we're going to talk about today, we got a new element to add in that we haven't did before,
mm-hmm.
but we like to try to learn and get deep and expand, is that we're going to be talking about bridge statements mm-hmm. that are based off, they're going to be troubles in relationships
right.
at all times.
Right.
It doesn't make a difference. It's not if you're going to have one.
But when?
When you're going to have.
Yes.
And bridge statements, which we've talked about years ago, come to think about mm-hmm. it, we'll come back again because of the fact that we hear so many people having problems with just because the economy in the world, how it is, people are having problems in their relationship to be able to speak with one another, and they're getting into a lot of disagreements.
Yes. And when you take into consideration, mm-hmm. you know, you ask me the simple statement mm-hmm. about how I felt when you made the statement that you did.
Mm-hmm.
And my response was, I know enough about you. I know you well enough, excuse me, to know that, you know, to hear in your voice when you are joking, but also, you know, people in relationship, they can hear in each other's voice sometimes when they're feeling uncertain,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, financial situations,
mm-hmm.
You know, job situations.
Let's take that a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
Because what does that have to do with, and this is for you to help, mm-hmm. you work with it, and, you know, I help out too. What does that have to do, and how does that have to do in this case with emotions, energy in motions? Not emotions or motions in oceans. emotions are energy
in
motion.
Yes.
So we're talking about energy that's moving. And when it moves upon you as a human being, it actually affects your emotions.
Yes.
That actually affect your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So again, what you just got through saying, how does it have to do, and what does that have to do with energy?
It has to do, the connection it has with energy is that those thoughts and feelings that someone has when they are uncomfortable, that is energy also. And that energy is sometimes negative. It is sometimes apprehensive. It is sometimes moving in a way that is not conducive to good communication.
And that sounds good, no doubt about it, but it's good sounding. But how would you know? We're talking about energy here.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I give you a good description, your explanation of describing this doesn't seem to fit the fact that we said energy is emotions in motion.
Energy in motion.
Yes, it's really energy in motion.
Yes.
So in those situations, how do you deal with the energy? I'm doing semantics on words to see if
I understand.
Get
it. I understand.
If energy is motion in what?
Emotions
in
is
what?
Energy in motion.
So when then how do you deal with the energy? That means how do you deal with the what? The
emotions. Yes. And that's how do you deal with the emotion?
Exactly.
What
I said, what's wrong? I mean, how do you deal with the energy? You couldn't make the connection to what? The emotions. Mm-hmm. And that's the new thing. That's what you're learning today. And that's what everybody else is learning today. That we many times when we look at our actions and they turn into our emotions,
mm-hmm.
we do not think of them as being our energy.
Yes. And that is one of those things that as we are talking and as you brought that up, it's something that we can see very clearly, or at least I know I can see
you
it
can.
Very clearly.
You can see but energy very clearly?
No, I can see the situation very clearly. I can see how the emotions connect with the energy. Articulating it is not as easy.
We're not talking about trying to articulate it. We're talking about trying to understand of how it actually expresses itself.
Yeah.
And then from there actually affects you.
Exactly.
And because of that, this is all about understanding that most of the time we don't take our emotions seriously because we don't
yeah.
think of them as being energy
right.
within itself.
Right.
That's the point.
Right.
When we are able to look at our emotions as being energy just in motion,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to be able to look at our emotions in a different frame of light, from
yes.
a different reference, from a different point of view. And from that different point of view or understanding of the emotions, you won't allow the emotions to be so much attached to guess what? Yourself
teach.
Or someone else, because it is just a energy itself. And that's the important thing that we're going
yes.
to talk about in bridge statements.
Yes.
When you are able to understand it in bridge statements, then you go back to what we talked about. We've been talking on the radio show, which is the bridge statement is all about understanding the water that separates you two on both sides. I'm giving you a visual image because we're talking about
yeah,
bridge
an
statement.
Analogy with the bridge.
So we got two people, that means you and the mate, on both sides of the water
mm-hmm.
or the river.
Opposite sides.
Opposite sides.
Yes.
And there's water in between. And
mm-hmm.
you could see the water in between. Go ahead and see it in your mind. That's okay. See your mate on the other side. You may have to do that during that time anyway. Since we do vision boards.
Mm-hmm.
How about you do a vision boards during the time that we have a bridge, excuse me, that we're having disagreements. And
yes.
it's time for us to find a bridge statement. I say, yes, let's try something new and come up with a vision board and stop thinking a vision board is only going to be when it's something we want, some material thing.
Exactly.
But when we're having a disagreement, ain't yeah. no vision in that because
yes.
we don't think we're supposed to have any division at all.
And we never dream of how it's going to be resolved. We always dream of that vacation
I'm just not having one at all.
Yeah.
So the point I'm getting ready to make, which is important, and goes back to the oldness of bridge statement, the energy that I'm referring to that moves your emotion, it represents the water that's between those two shore sides where you and your mate sit on both sides. It's the water, the trouble water that's in between. And now you have to build a bridge over it.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talked about before, the trouble water represents the water. It doesn't represent you or the other person. And that's what we have to understand. It's the what again?
The issue between you.
Exactly. It's the issue between you. Understanding it, the ideal way with water being in between the bridge, or understanding it in a more, some people say, a scientific way, or more of a quantum physics way that does exist, is that your emotions are energy in motion. And so when you understand that they're energy in motion, then they are not you.
Mm-hmm.
They are an energy within itself.
It's a separate entity.
Exactly. Well, it can be, but then again, sometimes it doesn't necessarily have to be. It came from most entities from that particular end. In that energy that came from the entities, or one entity to be exact, could be filled with hate, could be filled with anguish, could be filled with sadness.
Yeah.
And that energy,
depression.
Exactly. And that energy has been growing. It's been developing in that relationship. Mm-hmm. It's got a whole sense of theme of itself. And when you deliver that with all that anger and all that vision into somebody else, sadly, when they get that emotion. I would call the word again,
energy in motion
to you.
Yes.
And it impacts you. Yeah. And many times when it impacts you, because you don't think of it as being an energy, then when it impacts you, the only thing you think is, it's got to be something personal about me.
You're right.
What do you think about that?
That's exactly how we deal with it.
Yeah, it came out through the transforming world of energy that was basically created by emotions.
Yes.
When it hits you, you will actually get, just like what two antennas do on a radio, they send out a frequency on the radio that waves back and forth quickly on the antenna. It snaps off the antenna, flies through the air, and gets to another antenna, and the other antenna resonates at the frequency that wavelength with. And if you are tuned in the right channel, then it will flex or oscillate at a certain particular frequency. And in that frequency, it has a middle frequency that in turn it's picked up because your radio on the other side tuned to it. And therefore, you can hear what is on this side, on the other side. And that one side was about what? In this case we'll say voice. On the other side to the antenna, it becomes voice. But in between, it was radio waves going through the air. So what are we saying? If in turn someone's coming at you with anger, emotion, when they speak to you and they look at you, their energy, the body language, their energy from their mouth, their energy from their hands, all those things are energy, and they are all attached together, that they send you an energy pack, angry pack, or whatever they feel, it goes over to you. Mm-hmm. And when it gets to you, you're like antenna. You're going to be sensitive to it because you're a sensitive person. And that energy that hits you like antenna, well, it was emotional energy. Sensitive to it because you're a sensitive person. And that energy that hits you like antenna, well, it was emotional energy of anger. Guess what you're going to feel in your energy on the other side, because you're an energy being. Guess what you're going to pick up?
You're either going to feel anger or hurt.
There you go. You got the lesson from what I talked about the antennas.
Yeah.
If you're tuned into your mate a lot, and turn that tuning into your mate is similar to the pickup anger or hurt, you're going to pick up their anger and hurt real quickly because you're tuned into it.
Yeah.
You vibrate to it. You're like that other antenna. It picks it up and you get that emotion along with it.
Yeah.
Now, does that kind of give you a better... We're going to start into the visual world to try to look at things visually through symbology to help you out and understand bridging statements, or did that help you out at all?
Oh, absolutely. And it also allows me to venture a little bit further into speculation and possibilities. And what I call speculation and possibilities are thoughts that I have that may or may not be correct.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those is, you know, the whether you feel if your partner is giving off the energy of anger or frustration or hurt or pain or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing the same thing,
mm-hmm.
if you don't catch
mm-hmm.
yourself,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be throwing the same energy right back. And when two, you know, what is that? When equal and opposite force mm-hmm. connect, it is not a good thing.
Well, they do two things. They either like atomic energy when they come together, the nucleus that they use or the neurons they use from uranium-225 or whatever it is. When they hit each other, smash against each other, then they have an explosion and is MC
exactly.
square two as for its outcome. If they are totally opposite but have the same amount of energy, then what happens is they end up having nothing. It's a null
mm-hmm.
because each of them are totally opposite of energy yeah. from one another. Yeah. And so they end up canceling each other out. And there's a lot of relationships who have canceled each other. They're arguing mm-hmm. over no reason at all things.
Yeah. Yes.
That's one of the points that we're trying to talk about before we get in deeply into bridge statements. Mm-hmm. Okay. Even though, mm-hmm. again, we're talking about water underneath the bridge.
Yeah.
That doesn't represent you. But you many times don't even see the water because you're too busy upset about the person on the other side of the bridge and vice mm-hmm. versa. But in this particular case, if in turn you understand that, as we just talked about, being energy, then when something comes up, except for when you have those situations where both of you just blew each other up and
mm-hmm.
you know you ain't going anywhere at all, then it helps you to look at your situation more from a third party point of view.
Yeah.
You're looking at it outside of the box. You're looking at the situation. Chloe, as I just gave it before, may not be good enough for some people, which is the water between the bridge. Some people might have a more scientific mind and mm-hmm. say, wow, I can understand this much better if I see myself outside of the box of this argument.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about the argument. It's just because it gave me emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a what? Energy. That's a law. Mm-hmm. It's just energy.
Yeah.
And energy can never be created or what?
Destroyed.
It just transfers itself from one position to another.
Mm-hmm.
Form to another. One of the two. I'm not that deep into it. But the bottom line is when you understand it that way, it should help you out better in what we're going to talk about, bridge statement, because you won't try to blame the other person. And you won't in turn think of this me.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about it as like that water we gave the first description, or you're thinking about this is just energy.
Yeah.
So the important thing that we're going to do and talk about a little bit more and break it down from that standpoint of view is, how do you see the energy? You know how you see it? What you just got through saying? Where does energy come from?
Where does energy come from?
I just gave you the dynamics at the beginning. Energy is what?
Energy, emotions. It comes from your emotions.
There you go. Yes. See how I had to say that because you had a hard time with that connection.
Because,
it's
thinking
energy is motion. So this is like mathematics.
Yeah.
If you're looking for where that energy is or mm-hmm. what that energy is in that person, you look for the what? The emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again. Come on. Say it with me. Look for the what?
The emotion.
And looking for, like, you had a hard time seeing that when it goes. Yeah. Well, that's why I said that.
Yes.
This makes it much more simpler. You look for the emotion. First of all, if you are sensitive and you like that attendance and you feel the emotion, then you can right away. How many times have you had an argument with your child or argument with me? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you weren't in that mode and I may have started it and I give off my energy to you and you get the energy anger. You right away know he's angered.
Yeah.
I can feel his anger.
Yes.
I can feel his energy in me
yeah.
and it's manifested as anger. I know he's angry.
Yes.
Not only is his face looking angry, so I could tell that,
mm-hmm.
but his voice is anger.
Yeah.
Or it could be he may not show that any at all,
mm-hmm.
but yet he still presents that energy called anger and I still can feel
and
it.
When That's you recognize that, then you have to decide what you're going to do about the energy of emotion that you are experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to pull back or are you going to march forward and meet it?
Yeah, yeah.
I
think what's going to happen, even as we're talking, you're feeling, when you understand, because I guess we don't do the water bridge too much. Not enough farmers and been around water. But when you think about it purely as it really is, energy, then you can separate yourself and your mind from that situation, your situation, and say, oh, this is just energy going on. It's bad energy. It's uncomfortable energy, but it's really energy, and it's not really me or him. They are just expressing, putting forth, evoking that particular energy so I can handle it differently and not take it what?
Personally.
There you go. That's what it's about.
Because isn't that a statement that energy cannot be created or destroyed, but it can be transformed?
Yes. See, now you know. This is going to help us as we move on here on this radio station and the live
stream
that we do and the young people that we're talking to. Because the last thing you said was what before we go into a break?
That energy cannot be created or destroyed, but it can be transformed.
It can be what?
Transformed.
That's where the bridge statements start. It's all about statements that are being said to help what?
Transform it. Yes.
To something else.
Change the moment.
Exactly. Yeah. Change that energy. We can be not, I'm going to say this TV show and that movie that came out, we can be more than just airbenders. Yeah. We can be emotion senders.
Oh,
I'll say it again. We can be more than just airbenders. We can be emotions benders. So there is people out there that claim that they can move energy and they use hand movements to actually move energy around. Yeah. And they do it
well, you know, when you take into consideration people who do Reiki and practices of that sort, they move and manipulate energy.
Yeah, they do.
For healing purposes.
Exactly. Yeah. And we just don't do that enough in our relationships.
Right.
We don't think we have the power. We think it's going to be the same, always the same, never going to
change. We don't make that connection that it is possible.
Especially at the level. Hey, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back and talk more about it.
You are listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
Registration is now open for Savannah Winter Arts classes and workshops. Classes and workshops are in the areas of performing arts, visual arts, and youth and teen classes. More information and registration is available at www.savannahga.gov/1041/classes-workshops.
The Davenport House, in partnership with Gullah Geechee master storyteller Pat Gunn and Underground Tours, is offering a special evening tour focusing on the often overlooked holiday traditions and experiences of the enslaved community on Friday, December 27th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. This one-night-only event will take place during the Kwanzaa celebration and will offer a more complete understanding of the holiday season at the Davenport House. More information and tickets are available online at davenporthousemuseum.org.
Okay, we are back like usual. We're back.
And ready to go again.
Yes, I got to pick up a little bit of my coffee. On my koofy. No, it's not my coffee. It looks like it's water.
It's water today.
I hear that you need to drink plenty of water, at least 3/4 of your weight, something like that. Get yourself flushed out at least.
Yes, it's half.
And we're trying to do that much more since I'm supposed to be getting better. No, I am getting better. Getting better. I just got to make sure I take care of myself. You get better when you really go out of your way to take care of yourself, too.
And with
is that music still on in the background?
Yes, it is.
I still hear it. When is it going to end? Oh, okay. It's finally gone. I thought it was going to follow us for the rest of our life.
Haunt us up.
Exactly.
Yeah. But what I was about to say is, you know, with this weather change and everything, we really have to make sure that you do what is necessary for you to continue to heal so that you don't, get a cold or, you know, something like that, that that gives you another setback. We want you to stay on the...
Well, we better bring a heater in the studio. Okay, never mind. Yeah. We'll let that one go. So let's go to that last remark you make. I think that was a very, very moving remark that you made. Do you remember what it was?
Yes, I said, excuse me, I'm talking about your, you know, you staying healthy and not getting a cold or something. And here I am, my throat's getting crazy. Mm-hmm. But what I said was... energy cannot be created or destroyed, mm-hmm. but it can be transformed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we are now going to start talking about our topic that we've been talking about from some time in the past, dealing with arguments in relationships, disagreements in relationships, mm-hmm. energy not being on the same page. I'll say it again, but the other way, as it should be said. Emotions not on the same page.
Exactly.
And I don't care what we say, our emotions many times have everything to do with what's guiding us every day.
Yes. Yes.
We don't stay in a neutral mode.
No. Because emotions have a tendency to override everything. And when we say override everything, we can be in a great mood and everything is going fine. And all of a sudden, we drop something.
No, stop. Stop. I got to stop you right there. You got to stop that, Sharon. You got to stop that with your cold self. Really, you got to. You said we could be in a great what?
Mood.
What mood, emotion-wise, is that connected to?
Happy and joyous and, you know, feeling.
So something is moving because there are emotions involved.
Exactly.
See how so easy you just forgot that?
Yeah.
You actually just talked about that situation as being neutral. That's what you were getting ready to say.
No.
It had no emotions at all. It therefore had no energy at all.
Okay.
Yes, you
okay.
was.
I got you.
Yes,
got
you were. I heard you.
I got you.
And we cannot stop speaking that way so we don't hear about it that way. It's not. Mm-hmm. Again, the key thing is, what is the key thing again to remember?
Emotions.
Are what?
Are energy in motion.
Emotions are energy in motions. Mm-hmm. So you are having a emotion or a energy in motion called what again during that time?
Joy.
That's emotion.
Yes, yes.
So it's not a nothing thing going
on.
Oh,
it definitely
isn't.
It's
not no energy going on. Energy is going on. Okay.
And it's going on strong.
Well, hopefully.
And that's.
It's a good one. Hopefully, since we're talking about feelings. Now, just hold for a minute so you, mm-hmm. you know, can pick up on this. And we both can fly together with this. We're talking about emotion, right? So mm-hmm. in this case, we have some emotions that we think of people call high vibrations. How about we just call them, they make us feel better.
Yes.
So in this case, if it's emotion that is based on what you said, then you know the emotions are going to be, I'm going to stop going back and forth anyway. You know the emotions are going to be emotions that are going to make you what?
Feel good.
You can do it like an algebraic a formula. You can do A plus B equals C if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. But you know in algebra, you can change the what? The formula around and make it of C equals what? B plus A if you wanted to.
Yes.
So in this case, we have energy on one side equals emotions, but then we can change it around and say emotions equal what?
Energy.
Yeah, look at she. You had to double because you have
I
a
did.
Hard time really getting it synced in your mind. It did for me when I first started
exactly.
I first started understanding, making that connection. Not that we're not energy beings. Come on, I knew that one. That was a no-brainer. But to actually to think that your emotions, again, your emotions are actually your energy.
Yes.
Your emotions are the signature of your energies. So again, emotion is what?
Emotion is energy.
Energy and
emotion.
What? In motion.
And
it's
it makes
energy in motion.
And it makes so much sense when you really think about it, because if you are, you know, if you're in a good mood, you're in high energy, you know, And so, and you're getting a lot done. So you're moving around and things are going great and all of that. And that is that energy in
exactly.
motion.
Well, I gave you the next connection, which was easy enough. It will affect you someplace in your body. Remember we gave a description, but it was a bad one. If you saw a bad accident, kid being hurt, you feel real bad. You get emotions that are real bad. So it moves in you what it usually moves to physically in your stomach. Well, now we're talking about emotion that's high, that's nice, that makes you that makes you feel good. Where in your body will you feel that? I'm just saying for you, for example.
Me, for example, I feel it in my upper body.
Okay.
Generally. And that brings us to something else that coincides with that or correlates to that. Mm-hmm. And that has to do with what makes you feel that euphoria, that good or that happy thing.
It's and sometimes the energy that's being transferred over to you. That's what it is.
And what does that energy do to you? It makes you want to move. Often,
I would say that would be the very emotion. Sadly to say, since you get into many folks who don't even know it's energy, don't even understand that it could affect you. And if you're sensitive, it will affect you. The next thing they do is they're going definitely don't see the connection between the energy and the movement being your own body.
Exactly.
Think about it. When you have these feelings, you understand them as feelings when your body reacts to them.
Yes.
Fearfully, usually you got fright.
Flight. Or freeze.
Freeze on the other one is fight. Okay.
Flight, fright, or freeze.
Every one of them will attack you. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Will attach itself to your body.
Mm-hmm.
The adrenaline one or the fight one makes you want to guard yourself. In fact, your body starts stiffening up muscles in different places.
Yeah.
It depends upon what it sees.
Yeah.
And the emotion comes right along with it. Anger, fierceness. Mm-hmm. On the part that's happened to do with happiness and joy, what happens? Usually, you talked about it, a smile comes out of you.
Yes.
Talk about emotional movement that comes out of your body.
And you feel light enough to
exactly
just kind of float.
Yes.
Another
your consciousness in your mind changes on how your outlook of life is. We're talking about another, because they say your mind is a big muscle. So you're talking about another chance for a muscle in a certain area to relax wherever those memories are that are touching at that time.
Yes.
But every one of them has to do with the emotion that we're talking about is the emotion that interfaces with you as a human being.
Yes.
Okay. That's what we're referring to when we say the feelings or the emotions are energy in motion. Mm-hmm. Where is the motion that we're referring to? We're referring to us as human beings.
Yes.
When we feel that feeling, when we feel that comfortable feelings, because when we're talking about taking a journey together, we're talking about more comfortable feelings than all the ones that happen that are usually negative in the fighting and striving relationship.
Right.
So we're talking about those who are trying to do and build that balanced relationship to make it better. And so they're looking for more happiness, more joy, more bliss, more feeling good about one another in a relationship. You can do that even in those times that we have arguments, because we're going to have when we understand it's the energy, and then we look for the what? The emotion.
Yes.
What motion is this? If this is not a positive emotion, then guess what? I'm going to have to deal with this disagreement moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to find a bridge statement. You could still, on the other side, if it was something that was very positive and uplifting and both of you got energy out of it that was that way, you could take a bridge statement route this time, but it's not a bridge statement over troubled waters.
No.
It's a bridge statement over something that's very wonderful, that's very compelling,
very,
how can I say it, maybe mild and warm, as good as a nice sauna together.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Again, using your imagination, which you have a right to what? Create the emotion. Because that's what we're talking about. We're beings that have the ability to create emotions out of that which in turn we think, feel, believe, smell, or hear. Okay?
Yes.
And so because of that, that's that energy that we create. We have to remember that. And I think it's going to help us out much better.
I definitely agree.
I think I talked enough.
Yeah. You never talk enough. Especially when you have something this powerful and good that needs to be heard.
I'm hoping so. I really hope so. So where's one of the first things that we get into where the, as they say, as one preacher used to tell me, don't be so heavily minded that you're not earthly good.
Yeah.
So what's some earthly good stuff that we could take a look at that are attached to looking at this energy and how sometimes it can cause disagreements? And we'll move a little bit away from that earthly stuff. I mean, heavenly stuff that we were talking mm-hmm. about.
Well, one of the things that keeps coming back to me is something that I'm working on doing right now, which is that transforming part, that mm-hmm. transforming of the energy. But some of the things that we can do, like the management strategies and all, mm-hmm. we can look at those as, you know,
part of that what?
Yes.
Part of what?
Part of that transforming.
Yeah. In transformations, there's always a strategy, a mm-hmm. methodology, mm-hmm. some kind of architect that needs to be worked out and created. Yeah. And then after it's worked out and created, then that's when management comes back to keep it managed so that it could turn stay in good working order.
Yes.
And so basically, we're just talking about bridge statements as being something that you can use to mm-hmm. give you great, good working yeah. order in your relationships. That's what we're referring to right yes. now. And these things, we look at the notes, are the ones that, you know,
the stress management strategy.
Well, yeah. Overall, they would be the yeah. devil in the details.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what it really is. This is the devil in yeah. the details. I mean, we talked a lot of good overview stuff, mm-hmm. but how does that really help you where
the rubber meets the road?
Okay,
yes.
That's what we're doing
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. So how do we do that? We got different strategies
yeah.
and stress management mm-hmm. that can help us deal with the energy, or in this case, the what?
The emotion.
The transformation. We're yeah. talking about now, how do we deal with the transformation?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to yes. use different management techniques to be yes. able to do that transfer, mm-hmm. to build the bridge is the transfer, is it not?
It definitely
so
is.
So you have to yes. have some techniques of how you're going to manage yes. that yes. bridge. Okay, yes. You're just going to put it up there and hope the other person's going to mm-hmm. walk across? What kind of bridge are you going to build yeah. in the first place? Is it going to be an arch bridge? Is it going to be a straight across bridge? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a wagon bridge? Yeah. What kind of bridge is it going to be?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
a ticky-tacky.
But you want it to be a strong bridge.
That's a good one. That's
you
a good
definitely
one.
Want it to be a strong
bridge. I would
bridge.
Say that's a good one.
Yes.
So our stress management, because we're talking about disagreements mm-hmm. this time.
Yes.
That these are energies or disagreements, so there'll probably be levels that in turn are going to have emotions of anger, emotions of distress,
distrust,
rage, all mm-hmm. that stuff is going to yes. probably be part of these yes. emotions that we're referring
exactly.
to in our disagreements, right?
Exactly. Okay. And so some of the strategies are preemptive strike, postmortem, protective time, admissions statement, and the one that we're going to focus on is bridge statements. Mm-hmm. So bridge statements are also, and probably one of the most important strategies that is actually transformative in these situations, because, you know, some of the others like postmortem and they come later, you know, at a deeper point.
Mm-hmm.
But bridge statements can handle things right away.
Exactly. And we want to give some examples of a bridge statement, because we already went over the turbulent waters, which was an idea that can use visually mm-hmm. Putting together something that's complex, because a picture has 1,000 words. People listen don't really know about that anyway. So we can discuss what kind of bridge statements, because now we're meeting where the rubber meets the road. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
We know that it's energy right now. It's going through people and emotions are hot right mm-hmm. now. What are some statements that we could make that would help us in our bridge statement? What's a good bridge statement that you could think of right now that we have?
If you are in the heat of an argument, and one of you decide, and generally it's the person that mm-hmm. did not start it, you know, the person that has the less energy involved in this at that particular time can take a step back and really look at it, and they can make a statement that really says what your relationship is all about. And they can say, sweetheart, or whatever you call your significant other, we are blessed by our spirits or God or ancestors to be together. And we are on the same team, the same side, the same page, which is a way of bringing the both of you back together. It's a way of changing that mindset.
I think that statement that we just threw up first is the first example of a bridge statement is a very powerful one. And I think that powerful one we brought up first instead of last is because many times this statement, a bridge statement, would be used when you both feel like at least, hopefully both, at least one of them, at least have some kind of clearness in their mind. That they tried everything. Mm-hmm. They did every kind of bridge statement lighter than that. And no matter what they said to one another, they just were not feeling each other. Their disagreements weren't working whatsoever. No matter, I tried this half. Compromise is not seem to making. And I'm tired of capitulating in these mm-hmm. areas. And worse than that, there's an area that keeps going over and over and over and over and over again.
Yes. But you have to find that common ground.
That statement is the common ground.
Yes.
Are we and aren't we to be together? Did not God want us to be together? Even if we remember our marriage contract, we're supposed to have did it under the sight of the light of God. So when you miss your purpose and you lose or forget the purpose that you have in your relationship, then every other argument you have is all bets are off. The ends do not justify the what?
The means.
The means at all. That's why we wanted to give that particular bridge statement as that first statement. Mm-hmm. To me, if I want to use it all the time, but if you're in a situation like that and you use that statement, and the other person doesn't come out of their emotions or their feelings, mm-hmm. out of that energy, to understand that that energy is not their energy. The energy is not your energy. The energy is not y'all's energy. It's not we energy. It's not our energy. It's not the relationship's energy.
It's not healthy energy.
All that together means all that same thing, exactly. That whole package.
Yes.
And that
yes.
too. If that other person has any bit of a unction inside them still left, a little bit of seed still left, they're going to hear that.
For that relationship, yes.
They're going to hear that. Mm-hmm. They're going to hear that. And it'd be a heck of a start to start with. What do you think about that?
I agree, because it's sort of like the neutralizing mm-hmm. Energy, the energy neutralizer. And from there, you can start building
it. Where you can't neutralize any energy because you can't create it, let alone destroy it. So the neutralizing, usually people look at it as being destroying it when it's not in this case.
No.
So
the neutralizing would be the transforming.
Okay.
Because
transforming
because
to what? Into
something more
positive. You don't neutralize. Neutralize would be to water it down. To make the energy less than what it was before, mm-hmm. and then transform it into, well, you're not transferring it to anything else. It's just, in this case, it's been neutralized, yeah. stopped, put on hold. So transformation is changing the whole structure, changing mm-hmm. the whole concept, changing the whole mindset. It's the same thing as metamorphosizing that happens with butterflies. They physically look differently. They eat different things. And of course, they fly differently because mm-hmm. before they didn't fly; they could only come. I mean, that's true transformation.
Yes,
I mean, when you think
yes.
about it. So when we're talking about it in this particular case, energy transfers like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so think about it in a transferring way. Mm-hmm. How that statement brings in a transferring way.
Yeah.
Like a butterfly. How does it?
It changes the energy.
Yeah, we know that.
It changes the energy to one of
more... Put yourself in their shoes.
More calm. It changes
the mind energy thoughts?
To one in which you can listen.
Why?
Because of the calmness. The
fact that... How does the word calm you? I'm trying to get you what goes in your mind that changes your emotion. Which one are you? Are the person who said it or the person on the other end listening to it? Which one?
I would be the one that said it.
Okay. If you one said it, then you already caught yes. to that certain particular uh-huh. point to go forward with it. Mm-hmm. Now, you should have a certain feeling attached to it that you want the other particular person to feel. What feeling would that be that you want the other person to feel? Because you're trying to not neutralize, you're trying to transform that. If you're trying to transfer that, you know you cannot give hate to someone else who hates.
No,
because that'd be the hate you give, and that ain't gonna work.
Because that's a love statement.
Okay, so then again, mm-hmm. what emotions, or in this case, thoughts, are you having in that matter? Since you're playing the role of giving it to someone else, mm-hmm. changing their energy, transferring the energy. Mm-hmm. What thoughts are you having in your mind? What action are you doing to manifest that transformation?
The thoughts are I love you, and the energy that I'm giving is one of embracing, mm-hmm. one of touching, one of
well, that's where the energy is transferred to, mm-hmm. to your body through touch.
Yes,
the energy you're trying to give them is what you just seem to keep forget. It's just as simple. It's your emotion. I'm trying to get you to describe emotion. Every time you describe emotion, you just jump right over it. Because it's very, I can understand that a lot of people, including you, have a hard time with showing your emotions mm-hmm. and letting your emotions go. Yeah. Many of us have more easier time to show emotions in anger mm-hmm. and distress
yeah.
and rage. But when it comes to love, uplift, and happiness, mm-hmm. and bliss, and then just a few words, I could probably get a AI machine or dictionary or give us even more that describe happiness and joy, which are you know, emotions. Right. But many of us do not focus on that.
Right.
We don't concentrate on that. And therefore, it's hard for us to give that which in turn we're not focusing mm-hmm. on. And understanding that is a energy that's connected to emotion. So if I want my particular partner to have a different energy in them, I'm going to give them a different what?
Energy.
Emotion.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And different. You fell yes, again.
I did.
I purposely did that.
I know.
And you fell again.
And I'm thinking emotion. You say energy and I say energy. So yeah, it's
and
yes.
And energy yes. is emotions in I mean,
emotion.
Energy is motion in action, in yes. so many words. So again, we're back to the same thing. Mm-hmm. If you want someone to have a certain energy, meaning a certain emotion, still yes. same thing, then you're going to have to move that energy into them so that they can have mm-hmm. the same feeling that you have. Okay, yes, we talked yes. about that. That's the same thing.
Yes.
That's how you transfer. You transfer it by changing your emotions mm-hmm. and then in turn passing that emotion on to mm-hmm. someone else. So it could be through touch at that time because mm-hmm. they need it as yes. part of their love language. It could be, again, as we talked about before, you say something loving to them at that yes. time. It could be that statement right there is loving and deep enough
yes.
to move them in a spiritual mm-hmm. way, a purpose that's mm-hmm. beyond even the emotion
yes.
of anger.
Yes.
It's emotion that's really in the area of bliss, because it's like going to a mm-hmm. church and God telling you, look down, my son and my daughter, you are to be together. So those kind mm-hmm. of things are a higher emotional energy that you pass on to someone else if they're open yeah. and they're still emotionally connected to
and,
you.
And tone of voice is also important
mm-hmm.
Because you have to get the negative energy out of your voice and out of your mm-hmm. your being.
Are you trying to say that about
that
me?
You have been I'm saying I'm saying that you have been receiving.
I kind of get the feeling.
You were
trying to say that about me.
No,
I feel my emotions now are making me feel bad. I feel you're trying to move energy in me that's negative. And that is mean spirit, because you're trying to talk about me and trying to say that even with the good stuff I'm saying, there's still something that just ain't right
It's too good to be true to hear that from him. So it's got to be he's delivering it still wrong. Is that what it is? Because you have said before, I like what you say, but I just am not comfortable with how you deliver that.
No, sweetheart, because your delivery right now.
Hold on. You have not said it before?
Perfect. Oh, yes, I have said that.
Thank you.
But we're talking
thank
about.
You. Tell the truth, shame the devil.
Oh, no. I have definitely said that, but we're so talking many about others right too. Now. And you know, and that is one of those things that when you say something like that, that's not going to change the energy. It's not going to change the emotions. Because when you say something like that in the heat of the moment, you're still adding.
What's not going to? What I just said?
Yeah, that what you said is fine, but I don't like the way you delivered it. That's a negative statement.
That's what I say when you've said it to me many times.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that's not the right time to use that.
Well, but you have.
And that doesn't mean I was right.
Well, I didn't think he was.
Yeah.
But yeah. It did make me feel bad. That's what we're talking about emotions. Yeah. You move that emotion into me and make me feel uncomfortable.
And that's one of the things that we have to look at and be cognizant of when we're trying to change the dynamics of that energy.
Okay, stop right there. Because every one of these points we both can learn from. Mm-hmm. You brought up that good point about transformation. Energy transfers from one form to another. And we just gave an example of how we make a statement deep like that, that is really like a spiritual statement that speaks about a purpose that should transfer a joyous, uplifting, almost church kind of feeling. I'm going to use that example to describe your emotion, feelings to the other person. If you say that during that time, and hopefully they should what? Catch on to that emotion and feelings too.
Right.
And then we act the same way. Hopefully back in return. Right. That's what we're looking at, how transformation actually can do and work and stop cycles, things from happening over and over again.
Right.
And plus at the same time, stop people who are doing cycling things over and over again to understand that the energy that they're using to do this over and over again is not the kind of energy that they should want or want in their person they care about. Why? Because the energy is actually emotion. Mm-hmm. And it's emotion or emotion I'm putting in the other person that I know they don't like. I wouldn't like it either.
Right.
So I got to stop doing this from happening over and over and
exactly.
over again. Because at the end, you are playing with people's emotions. Come on.
Yes.
That's what it really comes down to. At the end, when you do that, you are playing with people's emotions. Some people like playing with people's emotions. That just is not right.
No.
And we're not about that. That's how you don't start and won't come out with good bridge statements.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that with that in mind, as I was saying, you know, you have to catch yourself, and you have to understand if I make this statement, what will it do to the energy? Will it transform the energy in a positive way or continue it in a negative way?
Exactly. I love how you say that. That's something that we need to do on both sides. Hopefully we understand if we're trying to transfer energy, we want to make sure that we first key in on the emotion, transform energy. Or transfer it to at the same time it's going to be transferred.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have to remember, what is the emotional outcome I want this other person to feel? Hey, we want y'all to feel good and love about each other, taking the journey together. Until next time, we'll see you again.
You have been listening to Taking the Journey Together on WRUU. We hope you've gotten some information to smooth your relationship journey. If you have any relationship questions that you'd like us to explore, send us an email to ttjt@takingthejourney-together.com or post on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ttjtogether.
Until next Saturday at 9 a.m., enjoy your Taking the Journey Together. The viewpoints expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of WRUU 107.5. Licensed holder